direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced...
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The White House press office went after House Republicans who promised bombshell testimony against the president's son, but claimed it turned up nothing that would implicate Mr. Biden.
House Republicans have suggested that former Hunter Biden business associate Devin Archer would offer testimony tying President Biden to Hunter's overseas business deals. Now a Biden spokesperson says, quote, it appears the House Republicans' own much-hyped witness testified that he never heard of President Biden discussing business with his son or associates or doing anything wrong, and claiming there is no evidence to support what they call ridiculous attacks against the president.
ABC's Andy Field reporting in Washington. Four people were shot outside a hospital in Columbus, Mississippi. Police say there was a dispute between two vehicles in the parking lot. Hollywood is mourning the death of two actors. Paul Reubens, who played Pee Wee Herman, has died at 70 years old. Angus Cloud, a star on the hit series Euphoria, has died at 25. This is ABC News. The Biden administration opened a new office to study the response to long COVID still impacting many Americans. A months-long delay in getting a catalytic converter to replace one stolen has a man speaking out, and the problem is he is far from alone. ABC's Chuck Sieverton.
Anthony, White House's Toyota Prius in Denver is a prime target for catalytic converter thieves. He was ripped off in January. He says Toyota is so big, if they prioritize,
they could make more of them faster.
So many are stolen, apparently, says White House's garage manager, Jason Fluss.
Toyota has been just a nightmare trying to get parts.
Until repaired, you can't drive the car or sell it. Insurance companies suggest installing alarms and even painting your converter to deter buyers.
At the Buffalo Bills training camp, DeMar Hamlin was back in pads for the first time since suffering cardiac arrest on the field in January. He was cleared to resume full activity in April and was at his first full practice in June. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 59. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 63. Mid-80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The White House press office went after House Republicans who promised bombshell testimony against the president's son, but claimed it turned up nothing that would implicate Mr. Biden.
House Republicans have suggested that former Hunter Biden business associate Devin Archer would offer testimony tying President Biden to Hunter's overseas business deals. Now a Biden spokesperson says, quote, it appears the House Republicans' own much-hyped witness testified that he never heard of President Biden discussing business with his son or associates or doing anything wrong, and claiming there is no evidence to support what they call ridiculous attacks against the president.
ABC's Andy Field reporting in Washington. Four people were shot outside a hospital in Columbus, Mississippi. Police say there was a dispute between two vehicles in the parking lot. Hollywood is mourning the death of two actors. Paul Rubens, who played Pee-wee Herman, has died at 70 years old. Angus Cloud, a star on the hit series Euphoria, has died at 25. This is ABC News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast, partly cloudy skies, overnight with a low of 59. Winds out of the southwest, around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 63. Mid-80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 80s, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
It's been 7 hours and 15 minutes. And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. If you have not yet heard, Irish-born singer Sinead O'Connor died at the age of 56. Cause not yet published.
Dom, got a few texts. One asked the question, very noble question. Remember Terry earlier? Is Terry Mike's lover? That's not pretty nice. Here's another one. Can you give us more details on what exactly happened with Hunter Biden? I thought it was simple. He didn't really do much. He paid the money and easy peasy. It's all done. No big deal. Why did it get put on hold? Well, they showed up in court today. And my understanding is the judge asked the prosecutor from the Delaware's U.S. Attorney's Office, is there an ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden? And the answer was yes. And the judge said, if the answer is yes, then there is no deal. And effectively, that started the shenanigans. So earlier today, there was the fallout. They thought there was no deal because the immunity from prosecution agreement was far too broad and suggested that Hunter Biden would have immunity in perpetuity. And if he's still under criminal investigation, how could both things be true? So anyways, a little of the reporting from CNN talked about the fact this was a case of tax evasion, about $1.1 to $1.5 million in federal taxes that weren't paid by legal deadlines. Now, he has subsequently paid those dollars, but that's not the important part. Today, this is what happened. Before the original plea could be entered, the deal began to unravel in a revised agreement reached during the hearing, and this was negotiated by the lawyers in front of a courtroom full of reporters in real time, 10-minute recess. They renegotiated the deal, trying to limit the scope of this plea deal. I cannot accept the plea agreement today, said District Judge Mary Ellen Norica. I'm not sure if I said that right. Norica said she has concerns about the party seemingly linking the tax plea agreement to resolving a felony gun charge. During the proceedings, prosecutors confirmed the investigation into Biden was ongoing. And after negotiations, the president's son then agreed to plead guilty to two tax charges in a deal that only includes conduct related to tax offenses, drug use, and gun possession. So effectively, they tried to limit the scope to, I believe it was 5 years. In the last 5 years, it's well known, established, he's pleading guilty to the fact he didn't pay timely taxes, but that's a limited scope. They thought that was the new deal. The judge wasn't satisfied. What if it's unconstitutional, she asked. I'm trying to exercise due deliverance in consideration to make sure we don't make a misstep. After the discussion, Hunter Biden entered a plea of not guilty. He's supposed to go into court and plead guilty today. Norica is a Donald Trump appointee who was confirmed unanimously by the Senate, presided over Wednesday's hearing, and has sole authority to decide Hunter Biden's ultimate punishment. They were trying to frame it, though, that this judge would have zero authority to make the determination. She wasn't having that either, Dom. So I'm not exactly sure. Maybe I don't understand the nature of the agreement, but I can understand why a judge would take issue with this agreement. A, there's ongoing criminal investigations, according to the prosecutor, yet they're granting immunity in a very broad sense. And B, they're tying the tax crimes and the gun crimes. And, you know, apparently the judge took issue with that and wanted clarity, wanted to be briefed on the topic, and did not accept the plea deal today. And if you believe the Republicans, it's all going to come apart and Hunter Biden's going to prison forever, Dom, because this is just the beginning. The big guy's exposed. Do I have the right CJ tone?
That kind of sounds like it. And again, I have to reiterate. You know, if as Hunter Biden obviously broke some laws, he pled guilty, and it sounds like they're going to work through this. I did see some reporting, though I don't have it in front of me, that although an investigation perhaps is ongoing, that he's not expected to have further charges against him. But anyway, as the case is, stepping back from as just a regular citizen talking on the radio with all you folks, If Hunter Biden did something illegal, he should pay for the price for it.
I'm not sure.
Should be served. And if there's a process, if there is some constitutionality to the respects of what the judge can actually do and what the prosecutors agreed to, they got to hammer that out. Okay. Okay. Fine. But that's Hunter Biden's problem. And nothing, to my understanding of what's going on in this particular case, has anything to do with the current president of the United States. However, if there were, if somehow there's a bag of money that Joe Biden has buried in the backyard of the White House that he got from Hunter and the crew and the Chinese and God knows who else, and that's the case, and there's facts and there's an evidence and there's trial, and he's found guilty of that, then they should pay the price as well. This is very simple as far as it goes regarding justice and the application of law, equal law under justice, man. I mean, it's not hard.
Clear.
Why can't Republicans say, hey, absolutely. And if Joe,
sweetheart deal.
And if Donald Trump did the same thing, if Donald Trump did something wrong, he should too go to jail. But they don't do that, man. They don't do that.
Well, I agree with you. There is no consistency there. But you can understand when the guy's in there pleading guilty to tax evasion, and you got the president, former president of the United States, under indictment in multiple jurisdictions, more indictments promised imminently, and you're trying to give cover to the man, you know. Well, of course, it doesn't seem fair. It's a two-tiered system of justice because, of course, Hunter Biden's old man is the president of the United States in the current sense. And Hunter Biden gets to plead a felony down to a diversionary agreement, gets to plead tax evasion down to a slap on the wrist and a little probation. I got to tell you, Dom, as a guy who's dealt with the legal justice system before, it felt like a pretty sweetheart deal to me, too.
Do you know what the penalties and interest were on the tax? I know he caught up on it, but I'm sure there were penalties and interest already included in there, right? I mean, that's how it does, and that's how it goes. So presumably that money's been paid.
So he's paid his debt with penalties and interest.
Well, at least that part of it, the penalties and interest, is if you don't file it, you have that. That becomes a big chunk of that money.
It is my impression that this plea deal was to offset perhaps more significant crimes, because typically when you plead, you don't plead to the worst crime you possibly could, right? No one goes in and pleads guilty to murder. Not if the consequence is the death penalty. You plead out to a lesser charge. So my impression is there might have been evidence of further criminality, some bigger charge that maybe they hope to charge. But because Hunter Biden's got some really damn good attorneys, and I think that's got more to do with the fact that he's related to a pretty powerful man.
You think so?
They got the monetary means to hire good counsel.
Well, that's one thing. To have the resources to hire counsel is different than saying the prosecutors and the Justice Department are bending to the will of the big guy. And I don't think that's the case.
I can see the perception from their point of view. It does feel like a hell of a sweetheart deal. Thank you to our fine guest. She was a sweetheart, Chrissy Lazar, telling us all about her experience with the UFO. That was some different sort of radio. Hope you enjoyed it. Now stick around. We've got the Maggie Dawn Show and Powered Caregivers at 7. And Rick Smith going nationwide at 8 o'clock. Keep it locked. Civic Media, all the Patriots do.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel.